Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 59 for Friday, June 5th, 2015.
Because of impending declarations of non-disclosure, invention claims, and other intellectual ownerships, may I present a wholly original Miltose greeting to you, the listeners to the Weekly Dose of Fat, with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
Does anybody remember when our site was purple?
I barely remember when it was purple. Mr. Purple.
Well, we'll be here in the studio taking calls from old school and new school fat bikers tonight. We're at 818-918-2453. Give us a call. Tell us your vote for the best fat bike tire in existence.
Current or past?
Like
ever in existence.
Forever and ever.
How many dwarf planets are there? Exactly.
Or known planets.
Troll planets. Obviously, we have Mr. J.K. Livin in the studio.
Hi, stream of consciousness. Yeah.
Today's radio program is sponsored by the 100% Surly Instigator 2.0. It's made from 4130 chrome moly steel and has been known to make grommets go,
Whoa!
Wow.
Learn more at surlybikes.com.
Right on. So, Mr. JK, what can we expect on this week's show?
Our special guest will be Tyler from Surly with his farewell address to the Fat Bike Nation.
Very nice.
I could go on forever.
The weekly dose of fatness or rapness or rapness and brapness. Michael McGogan. It's going to share a dirty Kanza report with us. That was good on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to pimp our radio promo contest. And we have links from all over the interwebs.
All right, lads. Beer stop up around the corner. Derby.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for the suggestion. We've got beer in the house or on the beach or wherever we are. This week's beer is the pride of the Twin Cities, none other than Grain Belt. We have both the 16-ounce Big Friendly can and the ever-popular 12-ounce bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a very light color in that bottle. What can you see through the can?
Awesomeness.
I can see awesome. Let's,
you know,
it's tasty as hell.
The beer in the can tastes remarkably like the beer in the bottle.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it might have came out of the same vat.
Might have, up there in New Ulm, Minnesota. Yes.
No sorcery going on there.
You know, it's one of those things where if you're drinking this all day, I kind of get used to it. If you're switching from another beer, it's got kind of a sour. Is that what I'm... Sour taste?
Yeah, it's a little more sour than the Miller High Life that we had the fluff with.
A lot like water, that stuff. Yeah. But this is an American adjunct lager. What the heck's an adjunct lager?
Well, it's an addition or not necessarily a real lager.
Supplement. A supplement or a parasite or something. I'm not sure what. Not
I know that my friend Ox, his wife, always says that this beer gives him the wind like nobody's business.
Well, as an audience member here.
Hallelujah, my brother. So, you know, over at the Beer Advocate, it does score a 75, which is a little better than our fluffer beer. And 4.6 ABV.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we have any IBUs. Maybe a sour ex-girlfriend, but not a bitter.
Maybe
it's not
that's
bitter.
What makes it an adjunct is that sour taste.
Maybe. It's not bitter, though. I can tell you that much.
It's a thing that makes it more foamy, is what I half read when I half looked.
All right. Well, we're no damn beer experts here, but we do tend to drink a little bit of it. So
I talked to our former beer expert, Colin Ford, today.
Nice. Did you talk about Grain Belt at all?
We did not. You know what? That dude is getting to test a new bike for us. Yeah.
What's he getting?
A Lenz Fadillac.
I like the name.
Dual suspension, 29 plus.
Good guy for it, because Colin can shred.
Yeah, he's going to tear it up out there in Denver on that bike for a few weeks. And we'll have a couple of reports on our new website, www.plusbikes.com.
Right on. So, are we done with this beer talk yet?
I don't know. You know, what's there to say about grain belch? It's like, these things just go down like water.
True. And, beer water.
Truth.
And beer water definitely has its place.
The first time I drank this beer was in Decorah, for sure. Could have been Platteville, though.
Yeah.
Out in western Wisconsin or northeast Iowa, one of those two.
The bar I used to walk past to get to school from K through 6 had a big... had a grain belt sign on over the walkway.
Did anybody ever invite you in?
Oh, it was a really weird place, man. Yeah, our next door neighbor owned the bar with his brother, so just a couple of blocks away.
Right on.
But that smell of beer, stale beer, and I guess cigarette smoke
probably
stuck with me. I could like walk into another bar here in Milwaukee and be like, oh man, boomers.
I love that smell. So this week's Beer Stop was sponsored by Uncle Dick's Bead Slip. You can check out more at UncleDick'sBikeShop.com.
Yeah, just brought a little smell-o-vision into radio there. Kind of cool, huh?
Smell-o-vision in stereo.
Speaking of smell-o-vision, we're going to be right back with our special guest, Tyler from Surly.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
RSD Bikes is having a sale. Get fat for less dough.
RSD Bikes is clearing out their 2015 Mayor Fat Bike for as low as $13.99. Carbon fork and Bluto builds are available to buy direct from RSD till they're gone. Contact info at rsdbikes.com to take advantage of this limited time offer.
Go ahead. Ride our fat mayor for less cash.
Hey, this is Paul from Paul's Component. You're listening to Fat Bike Radio. Have a great ride.
Hey, caller, who do we have here?
Oh, this is Tyler.
Tyler, welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you.
How's Tyler doing?
Tyler's doing okay. I mean, it was a little rainy, but now it's sunny, so everything's pretty sweet.
All right, you getting ready for the big going away party there?
Yeah. I am, I wouldn't say I'm getting ready for it, but I'm doing whatever I can to prepare myself for whatever sort of drag me out into the woods and murder me sort of scenario I'll be looking at on my last ride day.
We like to say scenario down here in the real world.
I'm sorry, scenario. Is that better?
No, that's perfect. You'll sit right in California.
You're leaving the bike industry, and I was thinking today, since you're headed out to Hollywood, you should maybe write a screenplay, call it Life in the Fat Line, like the greasy story of the liquor and shenanigans behind the fat bike gold rush of the Twin Cities.
Wow, it's almost like you're living inside my brain.
It practically writes itself.
Yeah, I mean, a story like that, there's clearly, at the very least, tens, if not hundreds of people who are interested in seeing a movie like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to spice it up with, like, sex, drugs.
Porn.
Yeah.
Start in the valley. You got to go to the valley first.
I think even with all the sex and drugs, I still think I'd only be 100.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting about you moving up...
There can only be so many retellings of me and Trevor having sex.
Don't sell that story short, my friend.
Right on. So, one of the things I think might be interesting, I'm not sure if this is how it's going to pan out, but you're moving to a place where they're actually behind the times for once. Usually, the Midwest is a little bit behind the times from the coasts, and in this case, I think... You're going to find out there that people don't know even what the hell a fat bike is in a lot of cases. So,
Absolutely. A year and a half ago, I made a trip to L.A. on a Moonlander, and I had a couple of dudes almost run me off the road in their car to ask me where I bought it. you know, where the fuck do you get a bike like that? Holy shit, I want a bike, you know, like, full on run you off the road and then ask you where they can buy a bike like the one you're riding.
You gotta love rabid fans like that.
Yeah, no crap.
Yeah, it's hard to beat, it's hard to beat. But definitely, like, people there, as far as beach riding goes, they have no clue. They're still convinced there's no such bike as a bike that they can ride on a beach.
Wow. Well, Gomez and I had such a great ride in Monterey there that I would, I'd recommend checking out that Pacific Shore there on your bicycle if you can.
Yeah, man, and you're
I sure just... will. I sure will. I'm going to be pretty close to Venice Beach, and I plan on exploring probably 100 miles in either direction.
No, that's no. Killer. Got to get to Mexico, too.
Well, yeah.
I think that goes without saying.
Just for the Viking, you know, in, dude.
I've read about this.
I heard about the Spanish fly.
But I ain't never seen them. I ain't never seen them things.
So, I have a note here that says, Tyler's Love Fest, question mark. Here to make a comment on that.
Uh-huh. You got... I would just add two more question marks at the end. It's sort of the kind of thing you have to see to believe. But I'm a big dude, so lots of people can fit around me. I'll just give you that as a mental image.
All right. Well, I was thinking maybe, you know.
And I've got hair, so I create friction, so it's hard to slide off.
The last time you were on the show, you know, you said that you had so much love for the fat bikers out there in the internet landum. But I think that's why I wrote that note. It's all coming back to me in a rush of.
I probably did say that, but that was before all the other fat bikes. Now I don't have any love for fat bikers anymore. Wait, am I allowed to say that? Am I allowed to say that on this show? Never mind. I love all fat bikes.
This is
the 10th of June.
This is an open forum for your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do tomorrow? You just walk in and your key fob won't work, right? That's
PC load letter. I check my email before I leave home to make sure my email's still working. And if my email's still working, then I go to work.
Very good.
That's a good way to look at it. I think that you simplified the universe for a lot of people.
Yeah, if your email's shut off in the morning for any random reason, that's a good reason to call in sick. until they turn your email back on.
Oh, no, no. That's a good morning to go in, slip, fall, break your elbow, or twist your back.
I like this.
On your way. American dream. Just like when you have your hand on the front door.
No, that's why you keep your hand.
Bam.
You keep your hands in your pockets if you're starting to fall, because you're definitely going to break a bone.
Oh.
That's a good call.
I got learned by that.
Probably a nose or something.
Nope. Arm.
So, Tyler.
Our new segment, Bunko Squad.
How to damage yourself intentionally.
It's a good thing you're leaving.
I've always said to people that one of the major problems with fat bikes is they give you so much confidence and they're so easy to ride on trails that it takes out the whole who am I going to sue factor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true that. I'm going to sue my cheek muscles hurt from smiling so much. People see me on the trail and I'm sure they're like, wow, that guy liked me.
or no. Look how happy that boy looks.
He's kind of creepy.
Have you seen that fat old flirt out on the trail?
No, all he does
is got a big grin on his face.
Smile at me. I think he likes me.
So I've got Trevor here with me. You want to say hi to Trevor?
Oh, sure. Trevor would be his first time on the show.
Trevor's first time on fatbike.com. Here it is.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Oh, just feeling pretty randy here, standing next to Tyler, cracking a couple beers.
What are you guys drinking for the beer segment of the show?
We're drinking Sierra Nevada Beer Camp, the very last six pack available at my local store.
Wow. Speaking of Beer Camp, we have a new podcast that a couple of friends of ours are doing called Fat Camp. You can catch that on June 13th, I think, is our next episode. But those guys are not anywhere near as entertaining as we are, but they know a hell of a lot more than we do.
Yeah, they're going to talk about hubs,
at least about hub beer sizes and being fat. Or
No, they actually ride their bikes and they don't drink as much beer as we do. I don't think.
I think they even race their bike.
Oh, you said the R word.
Ooh,
Russe.
We don't entertain racists around here. This is Minnesota.
No Rossi.
Never mind, we do, actually, once you get out of the city.
Are you feeling lucky tonight? Would that be like a good thing to feel before a Dungeons and Dragons tournament like you're facing tonight?
Well, Tyler and I are definitely feeling lucky because, you know, post Dungeons and Dragons, we get to cuddle and talk about our, you know, healing spells and flaming swords with each other.
Flaming swords
and bags of holding.
Yeah.
Are there?
Oh yes. Yeah. It's all
about the bags of holding.
You could fit a fat bike in that bag of holding.
Forsooth. Fit a fat bike in a bag of holding. Yep. Extra dimensional spaces work wonders.
So with 1d10 roll for that one
for bike rides.
Now you're gonna. You're
no, you don't even have to roll for that shit.
So you're still gonna
you
be
fucking keep on stuffing until the DM tells you that your bag is full.
You're still gonna be at just Surly, Trevor, right?
Fat bike rides.
You're not going anywhere, are you?
What's that?
I said you're not actually leaving Surly, are you?
No. I'm here to the grim, bitter end. I'm going to see this fucking brand into the grave.
Attaboy.
Which may be next year. So, yeah.
you got the 1 year plan going. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing right.
Tyler and
yeah, well, so how long did you guys work together? Because I know you've been buds for a while. What's it been like working with him?
Tyler's been a breath of flesh air. No, a breast of flesh air. Is that how it goes? Or a breeze of fat air, maybe. It's more like it. No, like, Tyler's been fucking awesome to work with, and we are going to be sorely missing him when he leaves. In all honesty.
Yeah, me
too. There are genuine tears coming in my eyes right now, by the way.
I'm going to miss Tyler.
Yep.
He's a dude.
Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be nice, though. We got a guy to visit in Southern California now, too.
I know. Tyler actually said that
this
he might...
This is true, because I...
Go ahead. He just said that he might do some writing for us when he gets out there. Yeah, some Vogon poetry or something. Something where I would need
I'm
to be...
I'm on the road. I'm very Kerouacian.
Where I would need to be strapped to a chair... And then he would read the poetry to me. Yeah.
You know, I think a viewpoint from Southern California in a non-plastic dimension is what is needed. So I think that could work out quite well.
Well, right on. Anybody else there at the party that we want to talk to?
Well, we could.
No, we're the brisk people here.
We could bring in somebody from the interwebs that's calling in and see. See who wants to talk to Trevor or Tyler.
Do it.
Hey, welcome to the radio program. We've got Tyler and Trevor from Surly on the line. Who am I talking to now?
You are talking to an official rack tester. This is Evan, and I am currently riding my bicycle.
Wow.
Let me know if I need to stop.
Have you been riding it for the entire 9 minutes you've been waiting?
I can stop if I need to. Do I need to stop?
No, you sound all right. I was just wondering if you've been waiting for the entire 9 minutes while you're riding.
I've been trying to listen to the show.
Or riding for the entire 9 minutes you've been waiting.
There you go.
Yeah, too sweet. You
know, so Evan is...
As long as you're not texting, it's totally cool. So.
No. Just riding. I'm riding with one of my black bike constituents, Norm.
Norm. And, I know that cat. Trevor, you'd like Norm. You probably know Norm, Trevor.
So,
he's a bike shop guy.
Excuse me.
So, Evan...
So,
what's
I'm talking to the Surly people. All I want to say is thank you. Because that Pugsley that I got... It's flipping badass. I
changed your life.
Like Diva. Oh, still there?
Yep, still here. Yeah, Evan rides a purple single speed Pugsley.
I'm gonna stop. I feel like I can't hear anything.
Thank God.
I almost got a dick punch there.
Top of the hill. Beer stop.
Beer stop. Boys, top of the hill.
Yeah, you boys got a flask or anything? Because we do.
Yeah.
I think
that's what I'm going to dip into.
You guys should open a beer.
Oh, damn it.
Looks like I'm on my own.
We just barely made it back to my place in time to call in for this. So.
Oh, it was good timing. So
I love that Surly. I haven't ridden any of my other bikes. I mean, I've got a nice little full squish 29er, and that thing hasn't come out of the stables yet this year because I'm just having too much fun.
Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that story, that's always a good one to hear.
Yeah, and not to mention that my buddies that I went out with, he was on a Giant Trance, some other full squish bike, and I was stomping on him. It was great.
That's nice. Talent and a great bike.
Well, all right, Evan. Hey, do you have a?
I give it to the machine.
Do you have a favorite tire of all time to tell us?
Favorite tire? I mean, it's the one that came with the bike right now. yeah, that one. What is it? The Nard? That Nard is. I think it's awesome. I used it in the snow. I didn't have any problems with it.
I used it on my mom.
Used it on the woman.
You know, I like to pronounce that.
You are using the 4-inch on your mom or the 5-inch on your mom? you got to go 4.
Which meant, like,
you can't go 4.
No, mom can't take all 5 inches.
Yeah. No way, my mom likes the 5. Yeah.
Which, of course, means Moonlander operational mode.
That goes too far.
Disc labor.
So wait a second. What rating does this show have?
Explicit.
it has the one where everybody calls and says you guys are too drunk.
Yeah, somebody complained that we were too drunk last week, and I assure you, I have been more
been
drunk
way
than
drunker
I was last
than that.
Week.
There's absolutely no way I was the drunkest I've ever been last
yeah.
week.
No.
Right. Well, you know that's true because there's no such thing.
All right.
Oh, dude, you can't start snorting now, bro.
what, Spud snorted?
Apparently I can.
Dude.
It does. That looks like a cop.
All right. All right, boys.
I think he's looking right at me, and I'm drinking a beer right now, holding a phone up to my face.
Yeah, well, what else would you be doing?
Uh-oh.
Besides riding your Surly.
He's not moving. You boys better disperse.
Okay, here's what I would do in this situation. I'd flip the guy off and just see. I would just try to kind of see what mood he's in by giving him the finger real quick.
All right, well,
I'm on the radio. Do you want to talk to them?
Thanks for being on the show and getting arrested on our show, man.
Maybe we could raffle off that. That's why that carbon frame for his bail.
I just punched the microphone.
I find that a well-placed buck-tooth face replaces a finger every day.
Oh, there you go.
You make a good, solid buck-tooth face to somebody, and that makes them just as angry as a finger. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I have to get away from the finger.
Kind of like Gary Busey?
All right.
I have to get away from the finger and I'm spitting telling, for some reason. I used to spit a lot.
Oh, dear.
Get you know, when back in the day when I used to live in L.A., my brother and I used to bark at people who yelled at us outside in their car.
Oh.
Like a chihuahua or like
a dog. Bark like a barking like dog? A dog is really effective.
Depending on mood.
Wow, man.
Arsenio Hall days.
Scares the living shit out of people.
You got empty too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple empties with me. Am I still on the air?
Yep, yeah, you bet, buddy.
Oh, shit.
All right,
well, I'm going to start pedaling again. Thank you guys for having me on, and just those bikes, thoroughly fantastic. Just all around, I love it.
Right on, Evan. Thanks for testing the rack for us, too. We look forward to what you learn about it, and call in anytime.
Yeah. All right, dudes.
Yeah, we just did the swap, and looking forward to seeing how this thing handles everything.
All right, give Norm a sharp slap on the ass and go ride your bike.
Tally-ho.
Tally-ho.
You got it.
Tally-ho.
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 All right. So,
tally-ho.
So can we get Tyler on for his like his last final goodbye?
We had Tyler on for a couple minutes.
Hey, man. Tyler. It's Gomez. How are you?
What
I was
you
the guy,
doing?
I was the guy barking a minute ago.
Very good. I knew that was you.
That was me barking.
So, dude, do you have any?
Yeah, I do have some. I do have some final words of wisdom I'd like to share, which is always. Always carry a litter bag in your car because if it fills up, you can just throw it out the window.
Right down I-80 on the way to California.
On the sweet way to Cali.
All right, my man. Well, we're gonna miss you, but you know.
We do have a phone number. You can call anytime. He needs a little pat on the back.
Oh yeah, you can call on the show. You can write. You can
as
you
long as it's between the hours of 8 and 9 Central Standard Time.
This is the end of Lord of the Rings. It's like he's going.
All right, let's write pop music and screenplays and stuff. All right, see you later.
See ya. Thank you.
Have so a good long. One.
Bye. Right, bye, Tyler.
You're tuned to Fatbike Fat Radio.
We got Mike McColgan on the line.
Oh, let's talk to Michael.
No, we don't.
Did he give up?
Yeah, I think you do.
No, we did. Yes, we did.
Welcome
to the show, L'chaim.
I heard a beepy thing, so that means I'm on the air now, right?
That means you're talking live to Sven and Gomez on Fat Bike Radio. How can we help you, Mike McColgan?
Well, I was just calling in, say hi, see how you guys are doing. Just got done the Dirty Kanza on the Krampus.
That's the DK100. That's why he's calling.
That is what a Krampus is super sweet at, is a long, just flying ride like that.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I suppose I theoretically could get a faster time on an ultralight gravel bike, but I wouldn't have been having anywhere near on the downhills.
Yeah. So what tires did you run?
I just switched over to the Maxxis Chronicles.
Maxxis Chronicles.
How do they roll on the gravel?
They roll real nice, and I was the big decision maker was in with the extra flat protection because the Flint Hill gravel is known for shredding tires.
Sure,
right on.
I did 100 miles, never no flats, so that was a tire of luck. But I'll take either or.
Is that race 100% gravel?
Maybe I guess 99.8. Right. You start in the town.
Buddy up the street.
Yep.
But yeah, you pretty much, I mean, you leave town and it's all gravel. It's the guys doing the 200 are absolutely crazy. I'm hoping to be absolutely crazy in 2 years.
Are you
half crazy right now?
So you're in Lincoln, right? Is that where you're based?
Omaha.
Okay. So Right. Well, 50 miles or whatever, right?
Pardon me?
How far is it?
Yeah, about 50 miles.
Right. So one of the guys that has done really well in the Dirty Kanza 200 is Steve Getzelman. He owns a shop in Des Moines called 30th Century Bicycle. Long-haired, hippie-looking guy in the old days. Looks clean-cut these days. Good friend. Hey, Steve. I hope you did all right if you were in it this year.
So, Michael, you know, I've heard a lot about this race, and why don't you tell us a little bit about what the Dirty Kanza is, like, where it's held, and maybe explain some of the mysteries about it.
It is Emporia, Kansas. So it's about 4 hours south of Omaha in the Flint Hills. So like for the rock formations there, they're known for shredding tires. This was the 10-year anniversary of the original Kanza. And as it's grown, they've gotten giving you a little more options to get more people into it. It used to be strictly a 200-mile race. Now you can do 100, you can do a 50, or you can just do a quick little 20-mile jaunt. A lot of the support crews did that. And it's pretty much you're on your own. You got to get from town to town carrying your own stuff. I mean, the true nature of a gravel race is, you know,
right,
you
unsupported,
better have it on you or you're screwed.
Or you can buy it at a gas station, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the one thing though with this race. Once you get out there, you're out there. For us, it was 57 miles to the first checkpoint, and you see a farmhouse here and there, but I didn't see any signs of any other small towns. Wow. Until I got to the small town Cottonwood Falls.
How about cows? Are there cows out there?
Oh yeah.
Because I like to talk to cows when I'm on long rides.
They took us through private. They took us through private land, so there was no fencing. So the cows were on the road. We're weaving through the crowd, weaving through a crowd of cows.
Right on. That sounds fantastic.
I started talking shit to the cows.
So
did they talk?
Not cowing at me, cow.
So here, Michael, not only are you a cage fighter, fat biker, dirty Kansas rider, you're also a cowboy now.
A cow whisperer.
Yeah.
Well, it was when I was nice to the cows when they were not fenced in.
Yeah.
And I was about 85 miles into the race, and there was cows behind the fence, and they started moving at me. So I started talking back to them. I was like, "You're gonna talk shit. I'm not gonna take that."
Yeah, you always.
I'll be nice until it's time to not be nice.
That's nice, future steak. Delicious animal. I'm gonna eat you later.
Yes.
All right. Well, did you see any of our friends on the on your trip?
Mr. Fatty Lumpkin himself was down there for Boo.
Yeah.
Making sure all his people had their particulars set, and our resident female sock tester, Miss Andrea Cohen.
Very nice.
She had a third place in her age group.
Really?
Right on.
She is very fast.
So you said you rode your Krampus. Did you see other Krampi and or other fat bikes on the route?
Yeah, there was actually a surprising number. I saw two other guys on Krampi. And quite a few. The Muckluck was real popular. I kept seeing the Salt and Muckluck over and over.
It's because it's an adventure bike.
Fat bike.
Yeah, it's adventure bike.
Yeah, it's for adventure on.
And
they gave
Joe
up
Tiller,
on. They
Joe
gave
Tiller up. Did the 200 on Borealis.
Oh, yeah, 200. Oh, it sounds good.
They gave up on Ride and Smile, and then they went with Adventure by Bike.
Right.
Yeah. And that's
either way though.
Yeah.
Because why do we do this?
Get out your box
show
around.
Again? Because good people need better fat bikes.
You're riding and smiling.
And fat bikes need good people.
Yes, on and their fat bikes.
Good people need fat bikes.
So, Mike, do you want to hang out on the line? We've got another caller. We're just going to check in with the caller. You want to hang out? We'll talk after.
Sure.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what we've got going here. This is an interactive radio show.
Hello. POV time.
Yeah, hello. Hey. Yeah, hello.
Hey, how's it going, eh? Welcome to Fat.
All right, how you guys doing?
I'm doing good. So, are you calling from the planet Earth to tell us the your favorite fat bike tire of all time?
The ones with the spiders on them.
You like the spider tires? Those
Innova spider tires.
That is going old school.
They roll nice, though. I remember that from the olden days.
Yeah, they make cool tracks. Them spider tires.
That's what I'm all about. Cool tracks. No, guys, what's up? This is Andrew Willoyd. Andrew, the maker.
Hey, Andy.
ATM Handmade Good.
Dude, I know who you are. Good, I sound weird. Spider tires.
What's going on, guys?
We're just here talking with Michael Nicole, and he did the Dirty Kansas 100 on his Krampus. I'm saying
Yeah.
Sorry, I was slap me every time I say
You're too far away, and I have these short little man arms.
I know.
Yeah, that was a pretty nasty event.
Yeah, that's what we didn't ask Michael about. Is about the conditions. It was kind of muddy, right?
It was a little muddy. There was 3 miles of hiking.
3 miles of hiking. Was it all in one pitch, or was it?
Yeah, in one section. Yeah, you just came around the corner and you said "fuck" for about an hour.
So that was just it. Was everybody's like "fuck"? 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 "Fuck"?
Yeah, I hate it. Everybody's on there. 60 yards into it, and I'm like, oh, this doesn't stop. So I'm going to get off and walk now, too.
So on the fat bike, could you have ridden it?
Super cool. The short sections were some of the cross guys. It was like, 20, 30 yards of mud. I'm like, yeah, I'm just bombing through this. I made it my goal to hit every mud puddle I could find on the course. And I think I was successful.
I like to sometimes think on Facebook, that that's when I'm riding really poorly, that's my goal, is to hit every rock on the trail.
If you look at the rock, you will hit the rock.
That's how it goes sometimes.
Yep.
So, Andy, are you still in the KC area?
I am.
Right on. How's the scene there lately? Yeah. I know that you guys lost Burnsy a while back, but what's the fat bike scene like in Kansas City?
Ever since Burnsy's gone, you know, we pretty much don't ride anymore.
Oh. Now that Tyler's leaving Surly, I bet nobody buys a Surly anymore either.
Oh, I don't know about that. don't you hang out with Thad and go for rides?
I see Thad from time to time. Yeah, him and his 8 Lumens crew. You know, they get down. You know, they do their thing. I put on a race here in a couple. Let's see, July I think is when it is.
Well, Andy's going to have to say that he rides his bike, so I can say Surly's going to sell some more bikes. Otherwise, this went horribly wrong.
Top of the hill.
Oh boy. Oh, there's an opener.
So are you... Now we're waiting for it to dry out here so we can actually ride bikes again.
Yeah, you guys have had a lot of weather. It's been a wet spring.
Yeah.
There goes... There goes JK.
It's not even. Beer. It's not even the word.
Irish tourism.
Beer. Not even moist.
His nose. Hey, yeah, I'll take one of those bottles. He's going to get more beer.
I know.
Are you having a beer, Andrew?
I know. I'm a tapo.
No, I'm. I'm. This is work hours right now, so not yet.
You don't want to sew your. You don't want to sew your finger to your testicle.
Vodka? I haven't sewed my finger to anything yet. Being drunk, so.
All right, well, that'll be
the first time.
Exactly.
So, are you working on JK's bag yet?
I'm waiting on the template. I got an email from him earlier today with a picture of the bike, so we can kind of figure out what we want to do for colors on it.
Right on. This is the whole idea of having you work with JK, is that you guys are going through the whole process, so we really know how it works when somebody wants to order a custom bag. Especially for a bike like he has, which there's only like, I don't know, what, 5 of those bikes in the world, probably. So it's not like it's a cookie cutter, a bag that you can buy at Kmart. You're actually going to have to totally customize this thing. So this is going to be a fun thing. And we're going to, you know, follow this and have a story about that on the old website here at one point.
Plus, we hope that that he gives you some kind of challenge, that you do something, something unique.
And hopefully not illegal, totally.
Well, he said he wanted a pocket on the inside for, I think he said a fleshlight, but...
Flask.
Yeah. Fleshlight.
Fleshlight. The fleshlight and the...
Fleshlight.
The fleshlight and then the flask. Kind of the combo platter.
If you wear those fancy...
Those are those nights, you know, those nights. When you need both. It's,
Kerosene and a fleshlight.
Can you combine those into one product?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Combine them into one product. Oh, a flask
like
light?
A fleshlight. A fleshlight that also filled with whiskey.
Yes, if it was an autofill flask, that's where I'm headed. I think there's a lot more customers out there for that model.
This is for a stream of consciousness, Michael, just came in again.
No way, that's from Dave Gray's interview where he said the 2020 Surly was going to be a... plant-machine combination that produces intoxicating beverages and massages with a gentle touch.
So did your words, and I had no idea what you just said. The content of that just went right over the head.
Well,
yeah,
sorry. Do you want me to repeat
it? I wanted to ask you guys some questions, too, while I was on the phone with you.
Well, once these guys are done choking on their own vomit, we'll go ahead and ask some questions.
So, what's the deal with this Kenda Juggernaut tire?
The Juggernaut was an attempt to make a super light tire, and
how's it holding up?
Both of our samples failed on that tire.
Yeah, here's the thing: they were really pushing the envelope to try and see what they could do, and I think they just kind of tore the. Kind of the flap off of it, and now they have to go back, put the flap back on. But, you know, if you're like an F1 team where you can afford brand new tires for every race, they're super light. They're actually ride pretty well. And,
The tread actually was working really well.
It was,
but there was a bead failure
that, and these were they were prototype tires,
right?
And
right,
they're back on the drawing board with that pro level tire, the wire bead sports are actually out in the market. You can buy them in a store now, and we did not test those. They only sent us the pro level, really light ones.
Right. I mean, and understand that this thing was at 250 grams or better, lighter than what any other tire was at the time. And that's a huge amount on a tire the size of a, you know, a 4-inch fat bike tire. There's not many places you can save weight. And I really applaud them for kind of pushing the envelope. But I think now we're going to gain, you know, 50 grams on the way back to durability or something.
Last time that I talked to them, they said that their next attempt was going to be about 825 grams, which is still 175 grams lighter than any tire than we've ever measured at our facility.
And, you know, to be fair, the guy that failed the 4-inch tire is one of the fastest guys in the Midwest and is very powerful. Still, you know, I mean, he did push them to failure. So here's a great product testing thing. And, you know, it's great that Kenda's not afraid to try something that's not, you know, standard.
Right. They really did. Right. And it's not just the sidewalls where it was lighter. That tire was very, very thin on the actual tread.
So that's kind of what I was wondering.
When I looked at them, that's where I thought, oh, man, this tire is going to be more prone to flats. And everything else looked really well put together. But they ended up actually separating at the bead.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the tires failed. And they will come back, but it's just been a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this happened when this whole thing of the people at the docks, you know, that whole backup, it happened during that time. So I haven't talked to them for a while. They were at Sea Otter. Sven beat me in the
the gold sprints on
gold
the fat
sprints bike. On fat bikes. So cool, they're all about fat biking and putting out tires, but it's just not happening fast enough for a lot of consumers. That's for sure.
And here's something to kind of take into consideration: the second lightest fat bike tire out there right now is a Surly Black Floyd, which is like 890 grams or something. And you know, that thing's got no tread on it. And it's a little more flat prone than your average fat bike tire, but we did 320 miles on it in a 24-hour period, and when the Team A River West 24 fat bike team won that whole thing, there was only one flat, and it took like, I don't know, 38 seconds to fix if you're kind of quick at it. So
right.
But it's interesting that this thing was even lighter than a tire with no tread on it.
Lighter than most 29 plus tires that we.
I figured it had to be pretty thin.
It absolutely was.
I have one of those on-one fat bikes, and I have their floater tires on it, so they're kind of a little on the heavy side. So I figured, you know, maybe pick something up for summer riding. You know, that wasn't as aggressive.
Are you riding trails mostly? Beach, road? What kind of conditions are you riding in? I would look at the Panaracer Fatby Nimble right now. It's a little bit smaller than like a 4-inch fat bike tire, but the thing's got really good trail grip. It's light. It accelerates good. It has good rolling resistance. It's something. Yeah. It's what's on our prototype bike we're testing right now. It's my favorite trail tire.
Hey, number one tire I think right now is for me is the Dillinger. Right behind that is the previous number one tire was the Husker Du for trail riding.
Both great ones, but Fatby Nimble is really pretty good.
Yeah,
and I came off riding
an economical tire.
Yeah, and I came off riding Husker Du as my favorite trail tire by far. I had them set up tubeless on 50mm rims, and they were for 2 years. That was my trail tire until the Fatby Nimble came out, and I was forced to test them. I actually think they're a pretty decent tire.
And okay, Huskers run pretty light.
True that. Yeah. Huskers are $1,200-ish.
They're just so pricey. Kind of
true that.
Like more than my car tire.
Well, you know, here's the thing you'll learn about fat bikes and tires is that, you know, saving that 30 or 40 bucks. The tire makes the bike. It's the whole thing about this size tire is that the tire has to be the thing that works really well. You look at the geometry of the frame, not that much different than a mountain bike. You look at the components on it, all reliable stuff. So what really makes them different is the, all the air volume and all that stuff has to work well together. So getting the best tire you can on even a shitty fat bike actually makes it ride pretty well. Get a Wall Goose and put good tires on it. Or, you know,
go up the hill at least.
Yeah, and you will find that the tire is 70% of the ride. So I would go ahead and get lightweight, foldable, Kevlar beaded tires. It doesn't really matter what they are, a Nard or a 45 North tire. I might stay away. Well, they changed it. So the Dillinger's the new version of the Escalator. That was a really thin wall, but they don't make it anymore anyway. So basically the Dillinger is now the same tread pattern with a more durable carcass. If you want something that you can go all season with, you could get a studdable tire and run it non-studded in the summer and studded in the winter. And, you know.
Those on one tires, I don't know if you guys have ridden those, but they actually ride pretty nice.
Yeah, because that's more of a British or European brand, I don't have any personal experience with them. Yeah, I'd love to get people's opinion on them, especially people that have ridden other tires.
Right. Yeah, these are the only tires that I've ridden. That I do have a friend of mine who's ridden three or four different tires, and he really liked the on-one floaters. He sliced the sidewall and went to something else on one, but we have a lot of rocks here.
Yeah. Well, here's something
I wanted to ask you guys. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, slashing the sidewall on a fat bike tire is not that uncommon because there's so much surface area there. And what we do, even on the tubeless tires we're running, is go to, I don't know what auto parts chain you have where you are, but we got O'Reilly's and AutoZone and there's Pep Boys out west. You get like a car tire repair vulcanizing kit. And that thing does a really good job of, I've repaired slits in my tire that are like 2.5 inches long with one of those things. And it saves you $150 tire. You know, if it fails again, maybe bad on me, but I've got a lot of miles on one now that had a really big hole in it. So you can kind of, it goes on the inside of the tire. It vulcanizes to the rubber. Yeah, it's not just like putting a folded $100 bill in there when you get a flat on your mountain bike.
And then you got the whole,
Gomez is back after the rattling of the, cans.
And then you got that whole live long and prosper thing going when you got the vulcanizing on your tire. Sorry, I had to come back and just make a stupid joke.
What other question do you have?
Oh, I was just going to ask you what your guys' opinion was, what you guys are liking between the 27.5 plus and the 29 plus. I'm kind of in the market for a new trail bike.
28
and
plus. I'm all for the 28 plus.
Yeah.
I can really only comment about 29 plus because that's what we've primarily ridden in the plus bike genre right now. A lot of these bikes are just not even stateside yet. We're waiting to get test bikes that we can get real meaningful miles and side-by-side comparisons. I think that there will be 29 plus is not going to go away. A person who is 6'1" or 6'2", I think that is tailor-made for the taller American body.
And I love 29 plus for urban assault, just stuff around town where you don't know what's going to happen. You may hit some trails. You may hit some stairs. You may run over a bum or two or a dilapidated bike. I don't know. They roll over stuff really well. But on a trail,
and are slightly forgiving.
Because you're drunk sleeping on the sidewalk doesn't make you a bum.
No, but it makes that I have to ride over you.
For the record.
Well, this is interesting because Mike, you're how tall are you? Like 6'3"?
I'm 5'16".
5'16". So a tall guy like you, a 29 plus, I mean, you're a, you can really, you know, it just seems like it's kind of tailor-made for a guy your size.
Oh, yeah, I love the Krampus. It doesn't feel like it's like a big tire on me. I'm seriously considering, like, possibly an ACR in the future as my touring bike, and then the Krampus is more my trail bike. I know the one thing I've heard from some guys that are really loving the idea of the 27.5 Plus is the one-frame multiple wheel sets.
Right.
Because then you're talking same tire height.
Well, here's the thing about that, and I think this is where it gets really interesting, is the 27 plus, or 0.5 if you want to put it in there, and a 4-inch fat bike tire. These are very similar size, but the 29 plus and a 5-inch fat bike tire are very similar sized. So there are...
No, wait a minute. My 29 plus tire is way taller than my 100 millimeter by 5 fat
100 millimeter.
But you're
kind of spreading it out, right? You're doing the 100 millimeter thing.
Right.
That's kind of spreading it out and shrinking it down. On a narrower rim, that tire kind of goes whoop.
Yeah, but
it's like you ever see a drag racer take off from the starting line.
That's kind of
what happens to it when you narrow the tire down on a 5-inch bike.
Yeah. So, but I think that most people that run 5-inch tires are on a 190 bike and they're running hundreds. You know that, but maybe that's my paradigm.
But you go to a 4-inch tire or a 27 plus tire, you're gonna drop the thing down like SCA with the hydraulics, man. You're gonna go down to the ground.
But to get back to Andrew's question about
did Andrew actually have a question?
We're just listening.
What we thought about B plus is it shows promise. And here's I may be from Missouri, and I say, show me, or I have to measure it myself. Because neither of these guys are going to measure it for me.
Hell no!
So I want to I want to see if a B plus circumference is really 2 millimeters different than a 26x4 circumference.
Everything you say sounds dirty, dude.
If that's true, then we could have a fat bike that could be a 4-season bike with 2 different sets of wheels, which would be I think that would be true. That would be a good thing for cyclists.
I feel kind of spoiled because I have at least 4 fat bikes available to me right now.
Not everybody.
Not everybody
is blessed.
I'm living
like
in
you.
Unicorn land.
I know. And I'm lucky because I have 1 fat bike and 1 plus bike. So, you know.
I love unicorns.
Not everybody has that.
Yeah, but now I'm thinking about having a frame built up by Bernsey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to, I haven't ridden a 29 plus yet, but.
You're a tall drink of water.
I'm 6'2", so I'm right there and kind of where it would be okay, but I was thinking about doing a 27.5 with like a 140 mil fork on it, like a big fork, you know, which would bring the handlebars up.
Yep. And that's definitely a consideration because, you know, on a 29 plus, that really raises the front end if you want that much travel.
Right.
A lot of the forks that are coming out for the 29 plus are a little bit shorter travel.
Yeah.
Than the, right, exactly. So that thing's not all up in your grill.
Right. You know, and I'm trying to get as enduro as possible. So, you know.
Well, you know, Bernsey, I think he listens to what you want to do, and he's all about trying stuff that is new and interesting. Yeah. And I've ridden a couple of his bikes just briefly around the shop out there in Fort Collins, but he's got a good idea about how to make it feel playful and fun. And he's a single speed guy, so you know, you're gonna be able to get some power down to the rear end and make it work.
Yeah, I always like getting power to the rear end.
So, what my suggestion would be, just wait until mid-July and we start to get some of these bikes between some of our testers' legs. And that is when...
Testers' legs.
And that is when we will, have actual, factual, quantifiable data. That we can then tell you lies about.
All right, Andy. Well, you know, call in anytime you want. We may know more than we know now in a couple of weeks, but everything's kind of on its way in.
Yeah, I've been in contact every B plus bike maker, so you know we may be sending you one down just to test for us for a day.
Send one of those RFDs coming out with one that looks pretty interesting.
Oh, the Sergeant. Yeah, we're definitely getting one of those to test.
Oh, right now they're giving people an excellent deal on a really good fat bike. We've had our shop guy Jim, the best wheel builder that I know, rides an RSD Mayer as is almost his daily bike. Every once in a while he throws a 29 plus in there, but they're really doing a great deal to, you know, I think just move stuff through and
$13.99
for a Mayer fat bike. Great price. You bet. All right, Andy. Thanks for calling in.
Well, good talking to you. Yep.
Okay.
Bye.
We're gonna just check in with Mike real quick here and
Mike. Sorry, we kind of like split your interview in two.
Hi, Mike.
It was real muddy at that ride, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was definitely, like I said, there was a couple long sections where it just got off and go through the slot. But other than that, the cramp, like all the little short sections, Krampus Hamm were great. All the little flooded out roads, I just rode through them. There was a couple people hiking through when I rode through weren't too happy with me, but I had fun. It was,
So, aren't you happy with me?
So what's next on your agenda? Do you have another event coming up that you're kind of shooting for, or what do you got going on?
There's a little gravel ride out in the middle of Nebraska that I'm going to go do, and then there's the only other thing I'm officially signed up for is Dakota 5-0.
Oh, very good.
Is that Matahe deal?
No, it's on it's in the Black Hills.
Oh, so right on. When is that?
Lots of elevation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Labor Day weekend?
Ooh, I'm going to be out there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to do some riding out there with my daughter. But,
Spearfish Canyon. That's a really nice ride.
She's
in the Black Hills.
Yeah, it's such gorgeous country up there. That's one that's been on my list forever. Took me 45 minutes to register because they had some computer issues. But I'm like, crap, quick refresh.
Is this at the Dakota 5-0?
Yeah. Very cool. Hewitt Trace, who is recovering nicely, we're right here. He had a pretty epic crash, broken hip.
Oh.
But, yeah, really looking forward to that. There's this little thing called Gnome Fest in August. I don't know if you guys have heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big swinger thing, right?
Yeah.
Big old wife swap.
Gnome Fest.
Wait, we were supposed to swap?
No, it was donation style.
They just took mine.
Well, I have nothing to say.
All right, Mike, you got any closing comments? We got to finish this travesty out here somehow.
Lordy.
I'm good. You guys have a great night. Everybody stay fat.
Right on, dude. Good luck at the Dakota 5-0. And
thank you.
You know, we'll keep on sending you some test gear, and you keep on rocking the free world.
Right on, man. Thanks for all your help.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Will Ross? Will Ross listens to Fat Bike Radio. Here's Sven and Gomez with your weekly dose of fat.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program. Here's Sven with a story about a fat bike unicorn.
JK and I, along with a couple of other Milwaukee locals, did a pre-ride for the Fat Tire Tour of Milwaukee that's coming up on the 13th of June.
Celebrating the underbelly, riding through the underbelly of Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's kind of a slither.
That's how it was proposed many times.
Yeah, and you know, this thing started, this is the 31st year, so it's been going on a long time, and the guy that originally did it is no longer really capable, because he did it for 30 freaking years.
Right.
So we got
to... We had some health issues.
Yeah, for sure. And our buddy Jason from Trail Genius kind of started filling in a couple years ago. He was helping fill out doing kind of pre this and pre that and the pre ride, which is what we did on Sunday is just check the route out, make sure there's not a bunch of obstructions, this and that. Go
alerting,
to bars.
Alerting to places that, like, hey, these amount of people are going to be coming here.
Right, so exactly.
Be and prepared. This be, you should know already. You know, but
it'll be like 400 people.
Yeah.
This is one of those magic events, though.
True.
That makes being a cyclist in Milwaukee
just a hell of a lot of fun. You know,
it's really the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And we ride fat bikes, and I think that we were some of the first people that
You, at least I first noticed you with a fat bike that you had from your 50th birthday, I believe, the red Pugsley.
There you are.
25 years ago.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. You're yeah, right? Your 21st birthday.
My 21st birthday. Well, yeah, so, you know, it's just one of those things that is rare and beautiful in cycling. People of all ages getting together, hanging out, riding their bikes. Nobody cares jack shit about what brand bike you're riding or what kind of chamois you got. It's all fun.
They're intrigued, good. But not right. No judgmental. Oh, hey, and her. It's like, yeah, right. I'm not like, oh man, I can't believe you wore your whatever.
They always have a movie theme. And it's right. Animal House, so there's going to be a lot of togas.
House.
Yeah, I was looking at some of those. I don't know where you can get a college sweatshirt.
You know, they do sell it.
So one of the things about what Jason taking over is this thing started out as just eight guys, I think, or six guys in the first one, riding around Milwaukee, going to some dive bars. Okay, we kept that going for 30 years. Jason's bringing back a couple of alt routes. Although we're sworn to secrecy, these are some routes where you may not want to take your road bike on them because it is a fat tire tour and not a fat bike tour, but there's been a proliferation of fat bikes in this. And the routes that we have planned are very fat bike friendly for the alt routes.
Very cool.
So,
very much.
Yeah, we'll check that out.
And 29 and plus.
Yeah, plus bikes too.
Plus.
Or even a mountain bike. I mean,
yeah,
really,
mountain bike.
Still.
I mean, I saw a road bike.
Or a BMX bike.
Try. Yeah.
Just not a 20-centimeter-millimeter
fat unicycle.
I'm not going to bring the paddy wagon out.
You can't ride tri-bars through any of this. Unless you're on a fat bike. But so, one of the cooler things about the actual group of people that went out to do the kind of the pre-route planning was everyone was on a fat bike or a plus bike.
Yeah. The really cool thing was that I wasn't there.
Yeah, that was actually... my first thing I was going to say.
No, because I was ding, ding, ding. Yeah. I'm coming through with my tricycle.
Well,
are we ready for the good ride?
The good ride. So you know how somebody could become really cool?
They could win a freaking framed Alaskan carbon frame and fork just from basically leaving us a phone message.
You think we're taking a fork out of our pocket and stabbing it in people's eyes and saying, you got to do this. No, all you have to do is...
Our next contest will be easier.
So just sneeze and
is
send.
Call in to win.
Yeah.
That's it. We collect your phone number, so you don't have to leave your phone number like we said before. All you got to do is tell us your name and be like, hey.
Don Kocherek.
This is Don Kocherek.
I listen to those jerks, Sven and Gomez, at Fat Bike Radio.
Right. That's all you got to say.
Or I love them so much, I want to... Whatever, you know. So that's what you got to do through the end of June.
Yeah, June 30th, we pick a winner.
That the one guy that sent it in so far may get some confrontation. He's going to get some confrontation. No, he's going to get some competition.
Exactly. So
those three syllable words.
Dave Lunds, yours doesn't count because it was incomplete, so...
Yeah, it's not a real one.
No, it just has to finish it. You can't laugh at the end and hang up. It just doesn't work.
All right. Well, we already had Michael. Now, you know what we're into?
Links.
We're in Lancelot Links.
Links, 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 Links. It's that time of year when things are kind of changing out there.
The times, they are changing.
We had...
Ghost Kid and Bruce here are just our always...
stalwart, ever productive.
And then... Poison Spider bikes, man.
Well, you've been out there.
Yeah, I've been out there. for sure.
I haven't been out there for 20 years, but if you want a fat bike now, they rent them.
No, that's pretty cool. You know, we have a new member of the Bike Black Ribbon test pilot program, David J. Glover. He works at a bike shop out there in Moab, Utah.
Moab.
You might have seen David airborne on a ice cream truck on our site. And then, apparently, fat bikes are catching on in the drive-by shooting capital of America, Albuquerque. So we got this new thing called plusbikes.com.
It's I heard some jerks started those that site up.
Oh, have we talked about the guy that like left the comment? This douchebag guy actually
D-bag.
Left a comment. D-bag, sorry. Does it stand for Doug? Sorry, I jumped to conclusions. He claimed that we got too drunk and disrespected Katie Merchant. And
to be fair, his question was too drunk, question mark.
Question mark. And I assure you, I have been much drunker.
More drunker.
More drunker before.
I think we talked about this at the beginning of the show.
Really?
I don't know if we called out D-Bag at the beginning of the show. But.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we offended you, sir, but...
I think I'm drunker this week than this week.
Well, so you haven't offended Tyler, because there is no offending Tyler.
Indeed.
I like that. We had a lot of good information. I thought that was a great interview.
I thought so. I thought we got on just fine, but, you know...
Different interview.
I'm sorry that we hurt your feelings, sir.
So, yeah, those Plus Bike guys have some new stuff about the Fat Be Nimble 29 Plus tire, the Surly Sun Ringlay.
Mulefoot 50SL 27 Plus rims.
Yeah, we got some rims. Those are going to be built up into a 27 Plus wheel set, oddly enough. And I know we're going to use CX rays on it. I think we're going to use I9 hubs. And they're going on a prototype Schlick
apron
bike. Yeah, that's kind of a prototype of something.
We just have a litany of 29 and 27 plus bikes coming coming into the test kitchen. They just have to get on shore, and we need to get them to our test people. And then we're going to have some data for you people.
Data.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is one of, I think, the first links I've put in that is not actually fat bike oriented, although the bike that's in the video is fat tire sized for its kind of bike, but Paul Price did a thing. I just thought it was great. You know, Paul from Paul Components. Been around a long time. It was just, I was thinking about going out and riding the Lost Coast of California with him, and I go, I wonder what he's got up there. And I saw this video. I'm like, you got to check this out.
Didn't check it out.
And so, check it out.
So, and our friend Olaf here has a link. He's got a instigator. A 26 plus bike.
Right,
that
right.
That he's going to be riding around. And did you know that our precious cherub Olaf is getting married?
To the instigator?
I think probably in Sweden they let you marry a bike. But because there's just open-minded people that basically be like, mind your own damn business. I'm gonna marry this bike.
My bike.
But... there's an old saying about marriage in Swedish, and JK is shared with us.
De inte her for the home bar cross on dear product dick into fling the warm the bone boom doom 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 and frank a home.
Now he's just singing.
You know,
that's supposed to mean. All are not virgins that carry wreaths, i.e. bridal wreaths.
I said that.
There was a whole list of crazy Swedish sayings. So
I said that part, and then I went into the Muppet Show.
Congratulations, Olaf.
Congrats, man. Sorry.
Congrats. Naughty Dread. It has come to the time when we think surly for these radio vibes. Thank you.
I remember.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah.
And sweet dreams.
Pleasant tomorrows.
Yes.
I'll be right here. You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's weekly dose of fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.